Hello, and welcome to the IMG Podcast, where we are dedicated to empowering IMGs through deep diving conversations, inspirational stories, analysis of match trends, and beyond. Our mission is to help you learn what it takes to succeed and to thrive as an international medical graduate.
Hello, IMGs. Welcome to another edition of the IMG Podcast from Match a Resident. My name is Amanda Wardle. I am your host. I'm the Director of Communications. And today, I wanted to kind of slow our podcast down. We're not going to have a guest. It's just going to be me. And we're going to talk a bit about dealing with this unmatched stress. For those of you that have gone through the match and maybe you received few interviews or you received no interviews and then you tried the soap, but unfortunately, it just didn't work out and you were ultimately left unmatched after this cycle. I really wanted to dedicate this to you all because I know how hard it can feel at this time. I know how much it feels like you failed in your task, but I actually feel like you have not failed and you actually have set yourself up to learn from this experience. Really, I just want you to think back on this application cycle and feel proud about that. Feel proud about the amount of work that you've put in, the amount of perseverance and strength it takes to continue through in this cycle, even when you are feeling like it might not be worth something, or you are feeling like you're not getting the response that you thought you were going to get. That is so important to remember, that you have succeeded in trying, that you put yourself out there and completed the USMLE. You got your letters of recommendation. You've put the work in, and now all that you need to do is really own who you are as a doctor. Before even thinking about what you're going to do going into the next cycle, I know that many of you, the second that you might have found out that you were not matched, you immediately wanted to start preparing for the cycle again, which of course is very important. But I do want you to take that time to yourself to breathe, to allow yourself to calm down and adjust to this new reality that you're living in, but not in a negative way, in a way that you can see who you are as a doctor, that this does not define you as a doctor. This is just merely a bump along the road of your journey. This is merely just another thing that you are going to look back on and say, you know, it felt bad in that moment, but I learned a lot about myself and I actually feel like it ended up making me better in the long run. I find that happens so often with many of the applicants that I've talked to who end up being reapplicants, say that they actually matched into a program that they wouldn't have previously matched into and that they feel like it's more of a fit now. So take that time to yourself. Maybe you take a vacation, you spend time with family, you start going to therapy again, or you start talking to your friends about how they are dealing and how you are feeling and how they can help support you during this time. It's very important that you are leaning on your support system, that you are being kind to yourself, and that you are taking the time to calm down and breathe and take care of yourself. This is not the time to spiral or to feel like all hope is lost or that you are not a good doctor, because none of those things are true, I promise you. It is not lost. You still have an opportunity in the future. No matter what you want to pursue, whether you do want to reapply or you want to pivot the way that you have been going about your health and medicine journey. I think that for those of you who are listening to this and are unsure of how you are going to move forward, that you are unsure of what to do next, maybe because there are outside factors that make it difficult for you to consider reapplying again, take that time, write down your priorities, write down the things that you want for yourself in life. At the end of the day, all of this needs to be about what is going to make you happy and what is going to serve you. The only way that you will even be successful in the application cycle is if you know who you are and you are looking out for your overall growth and goals as a doctor. I know many of you may think that it's very easy for us to say this. It's very easy to say, don't lose hope and just stay positive and take that time with your friends and family. But truly, I want you to think about, you can even write this down. How much have you accomplished in the last year? What did you achieve in order to be able to apply for this application cycle? And when there are times that you thought you weren't going to be able to go through with it, how did you grow? How did you learn? That is ultimately very important in who you are as a doctor. That ability to persevere, that ability to see past the hardship is what is going to help you in the long run. We are always here to support you at Match Your Resident. We are here to remind you that you are worthy. We are here to remind you that this is not the end, and we're here to help you understand what the next steps could possibly be. But for this podcast, I just wanted to take a second to say, you are worthy. You are amazing. I am proud of you for getting through the match. And I know that your journey is not over. And if there's anything that we can do to support you, please, please feel free to reach out to us at Match Resident. You can send us an Instagram message. You can give us a call. You can send us an email. And I will be sure to talk with you personally about how you can move forward after this time. Thank you so much to everyone who listened today. And please remember, we are looking out for you and we are here to empower you, IMGs. Thank you so much.
All right, dear friends, that concludes this episode of the IMG Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and will tune in for upcoming releases. You can learn more by visiting Match Resident on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you. And until next time, take care.